Okay, we're on the second page of Kuf Mem Tes, Hakaroim, which is part of Siv Gimel. Last week we learned a extraordinary kula, which has nothing like it, kamat, in any place else in the Arbosh Chalkei Shulchan Aruch, that a mummer, who's definitely a Jew, there's no shaila, he's a Yid, Mumer mutal halvayse beribis, that the mechaber said that there's a heter to lend beribis to a mumer, and even though the Ramah said not to do that lechatchila, he said toiv lahachrim efshet lishamet mimenu, which means that in Sif Beis we learned this extraordinary kula. Is there any place else a mumer has a din like a guy? I don't know if there's any other place. I'm pissed now. I don't know if there's any other place where it has such a halacha, but that was the halacha in Siv Beis, that Mikar Adin, a mummer, is an exception to the Hilchos Ribbis. The reason for that is because it says in Ribbis, V'chaya chicha imach, Mishimitzov lachi aysai, someone who yimachuyiv lachi aysai, to give him chiyah, such a person is a din of Isurei Ribbis. No, that's only a heter to take ribbis from him, but also luvais mimen uber ribbis. It's not a heter to the other. Chayachicha is on the one who borrows. Now, that kula, how far that extends and whether it extends to a tinik shenishba, is the subject of what we're going to learn today. Hakaroim, who are the karoim? The karoim are the same as the tzedukim in the time of the Gemara. The time of the Gemara, tzedukim were people who believed in Torah Shabbat and not in Torah Shabbat Peh. Karoyim, the word comes from the word kra, pasuk, that they believed only in Torah Shabbat and not in Torah Shabbat Peh. It's a shita that we find hard to understand, that there'd be a Yetzirah for such an emunah. But Chazal say the Karoyim.
I think you find a lot more now with the people's kids. Where is it written in the Torah?
Well, where is it written? Because they don't believe you. It's us, or
no,
that's
no,
something
you,
else.
Drabbanon
is something else. I mean, I'm talking now about Drabbanon. It's accurate that the Rashi's are worse than the Drabbanon, but it's probably not accurate that if it says in the pasuk, it's more chomer than if it's in Torah Shabbal Peh. Okay, the Rebbe Chanan has a piece. He says there are nafkaminas in Kavitz Aris, but generally speaking, there's no difference. When kids say, when someone tells you Vushtait, it's because he doesn't believe you that it's Aser, because he gets so used to reading. The word Aser is used very liberally today. It's used to apply to things somebody doesn't want someone else to do. So he uses Lashon Iser. So, especially in Bnei Brak. Flatbush is good, but there are things that are anyway, the Karoim, what's again us, the Karoim were people who believed in Torah Shebiksav alone. So the Shulchan Aruch says Ein lam din mumrin, they don't have a din of a mumr. Now why should a Karoi be any different than any other mumr? What's the difference between a karoi and any other mumer? So the Shach in Vav has a hard time with this. Shach Vav says, the Beis Yosef says, L'nir karoim, nirali, the Rambam b'pirish masnisin, kamaisa d'cholin, the Rambam in the pirish mishnayis d'cholin, the chashim lo ketinik shenishba b'ena akum, osa l'avaisam b'ribis. The Rambam says, the Karaites, they grew up, their father taught them, they have their Messiah, which is what their father taught them, and therefore they have a din of a tinnik shenishba, osa la'avais and beribis. Bava gab de medivrei nemukhi yais and nere de muta la'avais and beribis. Shekina divrei a rambam, homo farash, and mishal divrei hanemukhi yais. So the Beis Yosef says that there's a machlaikis here regarding a tinnik shenishba. So suddenly, it's not only a gather Karaites. I never met a Karaite, and I probably never will. But a tinnik shenishba I meet all the time. So suddenly, when we read the Beis Yosef, when the Shulchan Aruch says, Karoim, he's talking about a tinnik shenishba. And he brings a machlaikis to Rambam and the Nemukhi Yosef. So let me tell you the Nemukhi Yosef shita. It's an important shita to know. Nemukhi Yosef has nothing to do with Hilchos Ribbis per se. Nemukhi Yosef holds that a Jew, even if he's a tinnik shenishba, even if he grows up in a home that's not religious, if he's Nizgadel Bein HaYisraelim, if he grows up in a community without Purim Jews, he does not have a din of a Tinik Shenishba, because he knows he's Jewish, and he should have inquired, what's this business, Jews keep Shabbos, Jews keep kosher, why did he not make some sort of an inquiry? And therefore, the book of Yosef has a shita that there's no din of Tinik Shenishba unless he's Nizgadel Bein Akum. If he grows up somewhere in the middle of Iowa, I don't know where, but where there's no from Yid. So, if he grows up somewhere where there's no Chabad, the truth is that I have a very close friend who I got to know, Nora Sameach, who grew up in a city that's about, I forgot the name of the town, that's about 10 miles from Lakewood. And until a certain point in his life, he had never learned about Frumkeit. And when he learned about Frumkeit, he learned it in a very strange way. Like Shavuos, he learned you have to have cheesecake. That was his thing. So he was traveling with some friends. It was Shavuos, and they had a big argument. He was the Frum one. They were the Friday of Machal Yomtiv. They had a big argument if they should go out of their way to buy cheesecake in the middle of a road trip. They bought tray for cheesecake at the end, but they bought cheesecake. What?
4 million.
4 million, up to 4 million. Yeah. So, what?
If you grow up in a conservative Forum community, even though West Hempstead is a quarter mile away, if you're in Malvern, you'll never try to believe.
It's very possible you'll never be exposed. Okay. So I'm talking about the Mukhi. I was talking with you, somebody in this Gadol Ben Yisrael. Someone grew up in a town where there are Jews. And from Jews, and that's the chumrah. It's bemis the chumrah. It says he's not a tinnik shenishba, but elchis ribis it twists into a kula, because by making him a mummer, we're allowed to lend him money per ribis. So the Rambam disagrees. As I state in Shach in Beis Yosef, the Shach says if he says I can't l'shaynai ani bani yusi iyanti b'divrei a Rambam sham v'loy matzasi shuma shmois ad rabba because of lahepach. So he says that the Pirush HaMishnayis, he didn't find such a Rambam. So what's interesting is that in the Kudas HaKesef, which generally is Masig on the Taz, the Kudas HaKesef here, which is presumably the son of the Shach, he says, Ayin b'chibur ayad, kasav Rambam, resh paragimlos mamre lehed yakeng. He says that the Beis Yosef was wrong in giving a Barabakim to look into the Pirush HaMishnayis, but the Rambam does say it elsewhere. So there's a level of tzarech iyun here in the rule of tinnik shenishba. So again, let's learn the Mechaber and then the Ramah. The Mechaber says hakaroyim. So we're saying i.e. tinnik shenishba. Ein lahem din mumrin. Osa la vaysa beribis. Veitzarech laibish osa lul vays meheb beribis. Hagah. Vayin sim kufna zayin kuchav dal din anusim. We've discussed what's a din, and we went to Yainesach Anusim, the din of the Muranos. Tinik Shanishba. Now the Ramah talks about Tinik Shanishba Ben Ovi Kechavim. Any Adamitaris Yisrael Kalal, Dina Kikaroim, as we saw in the Beis Yosef. Va'osa Lulvais Leiberibis. Parentheses, it says, Kemashim Beis Yosef with Asaramba. Ulachain, Mumeres Lavaitis Kechavim, Sheeshla Ben Ovi Kechavim, intermarried person, and the woman is Jewish and has a child. Sheben Hariu Kamayha Nikramuma Osalabis Labiribis Davi Kinik Shinishma Vein Avi Kechav. So here we have a tremendous chiddush that takes away the heter. That's why we never heard of the heter. The heter to lend to a mumma beribis, lemaisa doesn't apply to a tinik shenishba. And even though the shach in Sivkot Neches is mefakfek again, he says it's sarachian on this psak, he brings the book of Yosef, who says that if you grow up in Yisraelim, then you're allowed to lend him beribis. He has a din of a mum lahakel. Nevertheless, lahalacha, the Ramah paskins lachumra, and the Chachmas Adam paskins this way. The Chachmas Adam says we don't have a heter of mumma. However, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav has hilchis ribis. He writes, he brings this machlaikis, and he says, Be isidai raisa chayav lahachmer. Says, Ribis isidai raisa, we have to treat a mummer as a Jew. Nafkamina, many of the situations where shailas come up are ribis derabanan. Typically, a from yid doesn't lend money outright for ribis to another Jew. What happens is that people get involved in business transactions where they don't realize that it's ribis. Very often, I mentioned last week that a situation of ribis derech mekach umemkar, ribis in the manner that that's in a business transaction, where you're not lending cash, where somebody owes you money and the contract stipulates that there's interest for late payment. So there, it's a shaila of ribis derabanan. And when it comes to a rav or a shaila, very often this shita of mumer is a tziruf to be makel. Because the assuming that the person that's paying the money is a mummer, is not religious. So this is an important tziruf to be makel when you have other issues of dispute. So somebody comes, he has a shaila, you tell him, oh, that's a machlekes, let's say Rav Moshe holds corporations, you're allowed to lend beribis, and other gedolim hold it's aser. Well, if it's a mummer, so you have a tziruf to be makel. If the person borrowing is a mummer, so you have a tziruf of the shach that that brings the muki yosef, that you could be makel, and it's a tziruf to be makel. Even though it's here to machlokes.
Could the patron say I'm doing tshuva?
You say I'm doing tshuva, now he doesn't want to. For enough money, he'll do tshuva, right? What's the deal if someone's about tshuva the teyavim? Not l'shem shemayim, about tshuva. Just because.
Does that mean the mummer is called achicha, like achicha imach, and he's not
mummer?
He's a
Russia. That's the thing. The Rambam holds the tiddush nishba. There's a mitzvah achiyaisai. The heter, he's never allowed to kill somebody, but the mitzvah achiyaisai doesn't apply to a Russia. Okay, so
your shor, if shor bores his shor, is he reyach? Do you have to pay? Is he like a guy? I mean, how are we looking at him? Do we look at it at all, Dina?
Mummer, my understanding is the kula of mummer is pretty unique to Hilchos Ribis. It has to do with Achiyaisai, to actually be Mechayim. As far as the other miyutim, I don't think so. There's one, but there is also a chumrah. There are a lot of chumras by mummerim, by Bishon Yamtif. But as far as being a kula to be makel with a mummer, that he has a din like a guy, I can't think of anywhere else except Hilchos Ribis, where we're makel that a mummer is a guy. You're allowed to, you see a lot of land of a ribis. To save the life of a mummer, Mechal Shabbos, yeah. Mechal Shabbos, even a Rosh, Mechal Shabbos.
Isn't
there something
where
we,
mummer is a
sakir,
a
kosher
learn, in terms of
kashrus?
He doesn't have the same name,
manas.
As
right, so there are many areas where we're machmir on a mummer. Because
right.
He's a mummer, we're machmir. There are many areas. But where, because he's a mummer, we're going to be makel in a halacha, we're going to say, oh, you're allowed to lend him a ribis. So that's what I think is pretty unique.
You mentioned it's, corporations, is that?
All right, the corporation heter is important. To know, Ramesha Shita is that the Isser to lend money beribis is only when there's a personal guarantee on the money. It's only if you lend money beribis and there's a human being who's guaranteeing the money, who has to pay. If there's no person guaranteeing the money, a corporation is a situation where you're lending money to a corporation, nobody guarantees it. So Rav Moshe holds that there's no issur ribis b'chlal, that you're allowed l'chatchila to lend money beribis to a corporation because there's no personal liability. Now, you have to be careful with Rav Moshe's heter. L'chayra, I can lend someone money, and I'll tell him, look, I want to have a heter ribis. So I don't want you to guarantee it, but we'll use your house, your business, your bank accounts, your stocks and bonds to guarantee it. And you're not liable. It's only all your assets that are liable. So I don't know that Rav Moshe would have gone that far.
A non-recourse mortgage.
Where it's only the property. So in such a case, Rav Moshe held that there's no issur ribis b'chlal. Now, the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael disagrees strongly. The printed tshuva I know is only in the Michas Yitzchak. It's important, though, to read the tshuva, because in the Michas Yitzchak, he's masking to Rav Moshe that if there's no personal guarantee, it's only ribis derabanan. He agrees in the most important aspect to take off this a deraisa, and that it's only an issa d'rabbanan, but he maintains that it's still an issa d'rabbanan. So Rav Palm said about this that kedayhu Ramosha lismach alav by d'raisa and kol shkei b'yad'rabbanan. There's even a shayla v'bis d'raisa, also kedayhu Ramosha lismach alav. But if the chalkim are going to hold it that it's a d'rabbanan, so it's a shayla v'nis a d'rabbanan, this was certainly what to rely on. To rely on Ramosha's heter. In addition, and this is a little complicated, when we learned Tilchas Ribis, we found a Tshuvas HaRivash that says Ramosha's heter. Rivash is a Rishonacher, that the Beis Yosef generation, right around there. The Rivash is a very solid Mukar. However, it's interesting, the Rivash is Tshuva, that Tshuva, the second half of the Tshuva, which has a different Chiddush, is quoted in the Beis Yosef. The first half is not brought in the Beis Yosef. Now, whether you can bring a raya that Beis Yosef meant to dismiss the first part because he only brought the second part, or his discussion was about the second part, so, you know, we can argue about it. I don't think we could be, say, one way or the other. But the point is that Rav Moshe's Chiddush says already in the Rivash, and very often people say it's Rav Moshe's Chiddush and the Abba Kairos. It always bothers me with the shaving heter. They say it's Rav Moshe's heter to use a shaver. It's not Rav Moshe's heter, it's Tosfos heter. And the Chachmas Adam and the Sma, Ramosha Paskin is that way. Others don't Paskin that way, but it's like you call it Ramosha's Heta because it's Meforsim Bishmai. The corporation Heta, which is Meforsim Bishmai, has certain earlier Makayrus, maybe a Rivash, certainly a Marshag, says the same Heta.
Rivash spoke about a corporation. What was he talking about?
Rivash talked about a loan. There was no personal guarantee. There was guaranteeing it with the asset, with the property. Now, what? He's talking about when there's no personal guarantee. You guarantee it only with the property and not with the... That's my recollection. I didn't look it up today, but my recollection for 15 years ago, which is bad, because 15 hours ago I barely remember, but it says it in the Green Rivers book, so it's got to be right, you know. But however, there's a confusion. People are constantly making a mistake. The corporation heter is only where the borrower is a corporation. Where the lender is a corporation, it's irrelevant. Where the lender, if the lender is a Jew, it doesn't matter if there's no such thing as a personal guarantee on the part of the lender. The lender's not guaranteeing anything. So if the lender is a corporation, that's a mistake. That's irrelevant. It matters only if the borrower is a corporation. And even the borrower is a corporation, if someone gives a personal guarantee, it's also not a heter. It means that it's only the corporation that has debt. Then there's this heter of Hilchas Ribis. Now, if you want, if you're lending money to a corporation, so you want to be mahader and be it's all the shittas and use a heter iska, fine, you can use a heter iska. Even if normally you wouldn't use a heter iska, yeah, you're a corporation, so you want to be yaitz of the other shittas, use a heter iska. So it's not, there's no downside to using a heter iska.
Why
would they bring to the heter in a bank? They had to ask a clawly in a bank. First of all, many don't. And secondly, many of them don't. But, you see, it's hard to fight with a heter iska. People say, is it really right to use a heter iska? It's really not right. We know some people are machmir. It's hard to say you shouldn't use a heter iska when we know that all the gedolim for 250 years wrote heter iskas. The Sma wrote a heter iska, the Chachmas Adam wrote a heter iska. All the gedolim wrote heter iskas. They were apparently used. They printed it in their svarim.
The Kitzur has the whole body.
It's for a
purpose. Yeah, okay. A heter iska klali. All right, the heter iska klali in a bank is a separate. There is an issue with the heter iska klali in a bank, and that's because, at least in the United States, it's my understanding that the terms of the heter iska violate banking regulations. So that when they write a heter iska, they write a heter iska, but you know, they just don't show it to anybody who would care. Now, if the bank is owned by Frum Yidden, and it's a Frum Yid who's borrowing from the bank, and they make a heter iska klali, assuming they're Frum Yidden, and Lamaisa, they really care more about Issa Ribis than banking regulations, so they mean it. They're serious. But to go to banks that are not serious about it, they just write this piece of paper and they want to have a heter, it's very schwach. And even worse, when a local bank manager made a heter iska, without clearing it with his superiors, it's probably meaningless, because what kind of hetisk is it? No, the company is not going to accept it. I mentioned to you that Emigrant, which is owned by a Jewish family, has third generation, the first generation, the old man who started the bank. I don't know if he's alive or not, but he doesn't run the bank anymore, so he's second generation. So the third generation already has Bali Tshuva, more than one. That's from people. And I once spoke in Manhattan at a business gathering in one of these big companies where they had a gathering to talk about Hilchos Ribbis. And there, these two young men came over to me, and they asked me if I have a het to isker that the lawyers will approve of for the bank. What? Well, they just asked me afterwards, and they told me that they had already tried many times to develop a het to isker that the lawyers would say is okay, and that the bank could use, and apparently they were unsuccessful. Now, why? Either because there's a level of risk that they're not comfortable with, or because it violates banking regulations. I'm not a lawyer, I can't tell you. But what's strange is that they say, I don't know if it's true, that the local emigrant at Avenue M, the manager signed a Hete Iska. So here, the owners are trying to find a Hete Iska, and the two frum ones, the rest are not frum. They said, we'll do a Hete Iska if the lawyers say it's okay. And they can't get one. And then at the local bank, you know, he says, oh, we have a Hete Iska Klali. What kind of Hete Iska Klali? I don't think he can make any arrangement at all. I don't know. Het Iska Klali is a pretty serious change of the bank deal.
Put a clause in that they'll accept the best in arbitration of the best.
I don't think a bank can accept arbitration of the best. Individuals can. For a bank? The court would allow a bank to do that? I don't think so. I think the banking regulations govern first. Okay. What? Now let me just finish about the banks. There's a difference between making a deposit into a bank and taking a mortgage from a bank. When you deposit money in the bank, even if they'll ever start giving interest again at some point, but even if they give you interest, that's, you have the corporation hat there. There's no personal guarantee. It's taking a loan from the bank that's the issue. Overdraft or mortgages, that's where there's an issue. If you have an Apple Bank, Emigrant Bank, any of these banks, you should not borrow money from them. You want to make a deposit, so you have a relationship to rely on.
But
if it's owned by frum people, and we can assume that the frum people care more about Issa Ribbis than about the regulations, and when it came to it, they'd make sure that the terms of the Het Iska would be abided by, even if it cost that money personally, then we can use it.
Yeah. Well, assume that they're serious about it.
What?
Will they give out the money?
All right, so that's an issue we're going to have to discuss at some point. It's a very complicated issue as to how to define a corporation, what the definition of a corporation is, and that has to do not only with banks, it has to do with mutual funds or hedge funds, and many hedge funds that are run by Jews. A disproportionate amount of hedge funds are run by Jewish investors, Jewish, not investors, but Jewish managers. And the question is, Mamish, a Tug Teglich question. It comes up all the time, people investing, and it's something that I personally have a hard time. People call me, and I can tell them what I understand, but I know full well that, you know, they're going to go with somebody else. They may get a different answer, because the guideline of how to define a corporation is itself the not difficult, because it's incorporated. How to find a company is difficult. Here, Ramesh is more machmir than the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael, and I'll explain. There's an opinion that holds that a corporation or any company is defined by the majority ownership. In other words, you want to call it a Jewish entity or a non-Jewish entity, so there's an opinion that what determines is the 51% of the ownership. If it's 51% Jewish, it's a Jewish company. If it's 51% non-Jewish, it's not Jewish. It's a non-Jewish company. There is such an opinion. The Lumdis, maybe we'll get to. It's a little complicated. There's more than one Mahalach. But that's the essential piece of it. That it depends on the ownership. The Ramesha holds that even if a company, go, let's say Emigrant goes public, and the owners, the present owners, let's say, will retain 30% of the bank, and they put 70 on the open market, and it would be owned by investors. Now, how much does any one investor own? Nobody owns even 1%. If you go, on to, sometimes you want to look up the ownership of a company, we go online to the Bloomberg business, and there you can look up any company that's public. You can get a list of the owners. The owners, like the biggest owner, is usually an investment company which owns 0.05 of the stocks. It's a very small amount. Even there, it's not an individual.
Different
place of shares. That's not the point, though. The point that Ramesha makes is that even though the Jews own 30%, and not 51%, but that 30% controls, so that's a Jewish company. The 30% controls, even 15% could control in such an environment.
It's plurality, and
it's not so much that it's... No, that's not the point. The point is not majority or not. The point is they own enough to control. Now, where this becomes complicated is in hedge funds. Many hedge funds are run by Jews who don't have 30 or 15% or even 1%. The investors are investors that invest many millions of dollars, and sometimes they're retirement pension funds that invest. But the ones who are running the hedge funds have sole control over running it. But the fact that they run it is not based on their ownership, it's based on their brains. It's based on the fact they came up with this, and based on the fact they have a good track record, and that's why they run it. But it's not based on ownership. So Rav Belsky, Zosan Gesund, went to Rav Moshe and asked him this shaila. Rav Moshe told him that that's not called a Jewish entity. It's only if you run it based on ownership, on a significant ownership. If you run it based on being there in the right place at the right time and getting it started, that's an employee, and an employee is never determines ownership. So that's an important thing. When it's a pure iska, there's no guarantee of anything, then you're right, then it's not a shaila. When you're investing, okay. I'll tell you where the shaila, see this, we could talk about this all day, but let me explain. Chaim is saying, good, what's Ramesha talking about? You invest in a hedge fund, it's an iska. You can win, you could lose. So that's not ribbis.
We're talking about where you give the money and they guarantee you interest.
When you go into a bank, okay, even a hedge fund, I'll tell you where it's a problem. The problem is that the hedge fund lends money to Jews. The problem is the hedge fund lends money. I recently had a shaila. There's some, I don't know if it's a new idea. It's the first time I've ever heard of such a hedge fund. They told me the Shoyal is one of the wealthy families in Klal Yisrael, who's known, the big Nadvanim. And so they called me. They're investing money in a hedge fund. This hedge fund came up with the following idea. They said people used to study companies on the stock market, see what's a good company, what's not a good company, and invest. Today, it doesn't matter if a company is good or it's not good. All the things go up and down together with the mood of the street. So what does it pay? Well, who cares? You look at the PepsiCo and you say, Pepsi is such a good product. It's never gonna die, and it's a good company. Who cares a good company? It has nothing to do. The market has much to do with the individual company. It has to do with the. So what they do is the following: they go with the old way of investigating companies, and what they do is provide short-term loans for them. When companies have to invest, they have to make major, so they go to banks. It takes a while. They're willing to pay a lot of money for short-term loans. And those short-term loans they're willing to pay a lot of interest for. They need it in order to be... They come up with a good investment. You know, they want to buy a Kentucky Fried Chicken or something. And they're waiting for the banks, and they're confident the banks will give it to them. In the meantime, they need the money. So they put together money, and they lend it to them at a very high percentage rate. So here, here becomes a shaila when a hedge fund lends to Jews. Now we care, is the hedge fund Jewish? If the hedge fund is Jewish and it's lending to Jews, that's a problem. You can't invest in such a thing. When the hedge fund is not Jewish and you have a piece of the action, but it's a non-Jewish entity, then lending to Jews is not a problem. Now, when you lend to Pepsi, you're right. There's no personal guarantee anyway, so it doesn't matter. but they make loans to companies where there are personal guarantees by Jews. And that's where the Shaila, this Shaila comes up.
Yeah, how he makes his money. Yeah. Why have I had to risk it with him? Why have I had to work here if he's doing something illegal over there?
Because what's an iska? An iska means I'm not lending you money, I'm part of your loan. That's what iska means. Iska means I'm giving you money and you're lending it out. So a loan means you have to pay me back. Iska means you don't have to pay me back, you're my shliach, you're investing it, and I'm a lender in that investment. If I'm a lender in that investment, then I'm not allowed to be a party to that investment. That's where the problem, you follow? What's an iska? An iska means that I'm a party to that investment, for liability or for profit.
Iska is between me and you.
No, but what does iska say?
Iska says that we're in business.
We're in business. Which business am I in?
Whatever business you're in.
Okay, but if you're in the business of lending money to Jews, I have a problem. Because I can't be part of if you're a Jew, I can't be part of your business that lends money to Jews Berindus. I can't be part of that.
Why could you be part
but
of
if it's
a guy, if he's a guy, why could you be part of it?
If he's a guy, I could be part of it.
But you have a partner too.
So that's where it gets a little complicated. You had two mahalchim. All right, Ramosha ties it to Breira, which I don't want to talk about now. But yes.
Practically speaking, these Brooklyn guys who own this hedge fund.
Right.
They're lending out corporate. What are they supposed to be binded by everything? The chief financial officer.
If it's Osir, they have to do it. If it's Mutter, they don't have to do it. If they're not sure, they have to watch out.
You have to check Rock.
Let me tell you, they check to make sure the money's not at risk. They spend a lot of money. So they have to make sure Shemayim is not at risk either. Right. So it's a problem. If the hedge fund is an entity that's called a guy, then you're right. If it's an entity that's called a Jew, then you're wrong. If everybody in this room, we're all Jewish, and we all gave you money and told you, you go, you make a hedge fund, and you go invest in a company. So then we have a problem. You're representing Jews. Whoever gives them. Oh, okay. So then it depends. So that's what I'm saying. If the money comes from Goyim, and the person running it is a Jew, that was the Shaila that was there to Ramosha. That's you're right. That's the Heter. So then most hedge funds, almost all hedge funds are mutter. Unless the hedge fund that's primarily a Jewish hedge fund. The bank is a separate issue. They're the bank. If you don't hold a corporation Heter, the bank is not doing a Heter Iska with you. You're just putting money in the bank. They're guaranteeing. You take a mortgage, so then there's no Heter. Because if I'm taking a mortgage from the bank is a Jew. The bank is lending money.
The gelt is
theirs because they're guaranteed. The deposit is they guarantee the deposit. They're not. There's no Heter.
This is called hard money loan, right?
I suppose so. Yeah. All right, what I didn't mean to get off into it. I believe that we'll have one share on corporations, but I guess the short of it is there are two issues. Ramesh's Kula in corporations, which are those who disagree with, and Ramesh's Chumra, that an entity which is run by Jews who run it based on their level of ownership is a Jewish entity, and this thing that if they're running it alone is nothing. It has to be they run it based on the amount they have invested. Okay.
You say by some age show of our local county, like the manager of a local supermarket say Jewish,
so we have a problem. But in that case, he's not really, he's not an owner, he's a manager again without ownership. So why should the fact that he's a Jew and he's involved in something affect the corporation itself? The fact that someone runs a Goyisha grocery, it's a problem for him. It's not a problem of Chomish Shavuot Pesach. It's a problem of Rights of Bikiyumai. He's Rights of Bikiyumai on Pesach. But I don't know that there's a Gezeira of Chomish Shavuot and Pesach on that I don't recall. There's only a Gezeira in this Bayirah Bayimatzeh. The rights of Bikiyumai or Nehenah Mechavitz is not Bayirah. I don't think there's a problem.
He's not just not his.
Exactly. Okay, let's try to go beseder. Let's look Simcha Kuf Samach. Okay, we're starting. We're going step by step. Kuftun Tes was the who Ribbis applies to. And Kuf Samach, you'll see Sif Aleph starts with a very introductory Sif, but it has a lot of Halacha L'maaseh. Sarach li Zoya b'Ribbis, the Kamalav and Nemrubai. You have to be very careful with Ribbis. There's a long list of Isurim in Ribbis. V'afilu ha'loi v'ha'noisnoi, v'ha'ore v'ha'edim oivrim. Now here's a chiddush. By Gneva, the Ganav is over in Aveira, the Nignav is the victim. If you charge someone Ainoa, the one who makes profit is doing an Aveira, the one who loses money is the victim. By Ribbis, not only is the Malva over, but even the Laiva, the one who's paying Ribbis, is also over. He's also over. What exactly is he over? So let's look here at Rabbi Kiva Eger, who brings Pashat the Psukim. Kama Lavin Nemrubai, Hamalva Iver Bavav Lavin. If you lend money for Ribbis, 6 Lavin. Think how much treifus you could eat for the same price. Es kasbecha leisita b'neshech, u'bemarbis leisite, leisia leikenoyshe, atikach meitai neshech, v'leisesimun olav neshech, lifnei iver, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, lifnei iver is the 6th, v'aloiva oiver bebeiz leisaseis, v'oiva bebeiz, the loiva is oiver in 2, leisesimun, and lifnei iver.
So you have a double
lifnei
iver.
One second. V'rava magid kosav, benusach shalafaneinu, kosav, listen carefully, benusach shalafaneinu, and it's going to be a nafkamina. Benusach shalafaneinu besugya, haloi v'oiva besum loisashich, ulochicha loisashich. Gemara says, artikri loisashich, elo loisashuch. So that, now we're going to have a nafkamina later, right? Now it's just a bunch of psukim. And lifnei iver, everybody's iver. Because if the Malva wasn't here, the Laiva wouldn't be over. The Laiva wouldn't be here, the Malva wouldn't be over. So they're both over and lifnei iver. That's for sure. What is because the Laiva is causing the Malva to be over. So the Laiva would. Even if someone knows he's. Even if someone's a Rosh, he says, give me wine, I'm a Nazi, give me wine to drink. So you're over and lifnei iver. Maybe let's eat Mishal. So there's lifnei iver on the two sides. What else is the Laiva over? So first he said, Lois the Simon all of Neshech. Which is an issa to agree to Neshech. Lois Simon of all these is going to be a major focus of our discussion, because Lois Simon is not paying or receiving payment, it's making the agreement. On the day they make the agreement, they arrive on Lois Simon all of Neshech. You're not allowed to place Neshech. That we just learned that. That's in Mishpatim. Lois Simon all of Neshech. You're not allowed to place Neshech. Now, the Mishlomela says that there's another gear, so was the Mishnah. Harav Magid, and Magid Mishnah says, but look at the Mishnah, Yah, Loiv Ibn Shum Loisashich, Ulachicha Loisashich. Mishnah Melach Kasim, Rash Bechuva, Mistapi, Kabaloiv Ibn Mishas Alva, Ibn Mishas the Sina Dafka. So is he Iva when he pays, or Mishas Alva? If he's Iva Lois Simon, then for the time of the loan, he should be Iva. If he's Iva Loisashich, Loisashich means don't bite someone. Taking ribbons is a bite. Loisashuch means you shouldn't be the one who's bitten. So he's over when he's bitten. He's bitten when he pays. So that's a suffix when the life is over. And we'll see soon that there's an extraordinary nafkamina in this, in the deed of Lysa Simon, but I don't want to digress. Let's stick with what it's saying here.
But the Lysa would be over right away because of Lysa Simon. He's from the life.
Possibly. Right. Look into it. Again, I don't want to get sidetracked. Yeah, but
the secretary that types up the contract.
Oh, so let's see. This. What about the secretary? What does it say here? Who's Iva on Ribbis? Besides the lender and the borrower, the guarantor. Okay, I don't guarantee too many Ribbis deals. Ha'edim, the witnesses. Okay, also Iva. The Shach brings in Sivkot and Aleph, Kosav Agos Trishim, Shem Harav Amagid, the Gam HaSeifer Iva. Also the Seifer. Who's the Seifer? The secretary or the lawyer is also over on writing up a Ribbis contract. So here we have a major issue.
I didn't hear that one.
Here we have a major issue. The issue is that those who participate in the Isser also have a problem. So here it becomes very, very tricky. What happens if you sit at the desk in a company, you're a salesman, and bring someone in? Most companies have contracts which say that if you don't pay in 30 days, you have to pay interest. You have to pay ribbis. So how are you allowed to be involved in setting up? Now, if you work for a guy, there's no problem. Let's say you're working for a yid, and Mr. Goldstein calls up and he wants to get a mortgage, or he wants to buy merchandise.
Go to another company.
And you're there. You're someone who's answering the phone. And so you tell him, are you Jewish? So we have suddenly a major problem. Now, so we have Sidur Ramah. Good. All right, so here we have an important Ramah. The Mechaber says it's awesome. You're not allowed to be Edim, an Ariv, the Shasazua did a cipher for loans that involve rivers. Now, the Ramah says, and Filik ben Amalval Ani Alashir, doesn't matter if the person paying is poor or rich. This that the borrower, Kolshke and the others, are oiver is only beribis deraisa. Avol beribis derabanan einay oiver ella mishum lefnei iver. Ishkayach.
Okay.
Anybody know the difference? You one aver and six aver is deraisa.
One
Okay. So say here that there's an issa lefnei iver even on an issa derabanan, which is a gemara. The gemara says in Avay Gazar in the end of the first parak that there's an issa lifnei iver. Now listen carefully, because this Ramah is important. Let me just finish one second. We're saying now an important kula, and the Chavis Das says it's not only the laiva, it's everyone but the malva, the Eidim, the Ariv, everyone else. If it's ribis derabanan, which is the most cases, I told you when we started, mekach u'memkar, if somebody buys merchandise and you say, you know, 30 days you have to pay 2%, that's ribis derabanan. That's ribis, which is derech mekach u'memkar, it's exchange for merchandise. That's ribis derabanan. Now, ribis derabanan, we have here that the malv is over. Everyone else is only over, I hate to say only, but that's the lashon here, only over on lifnei iver l'siti mechshol, which means to say that if we can find an exception to lifnei iver, we're going to be in good shape. Now we're going to learn about a list of exceptions. If we'll find one of the many exceptions to lifnei iver l'siti mechshol, then we will be able to work our way around this ribis derabanan. I remember once speaking at a gathering about hilchos ribis with Rabbi Silverstein from Muncie, I think it was now in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a sefer v'chayach yichimach many years ago on hilchos ribis. And he got up and he said to the lawyers that whatever you do, if you write a contract, don't tell your customer that I'm the only lawyer that can write such a contract. You'll never find anybody else to do it. If you say no one else can do it, then you're either lifnei iver. If you tell them, listen, I'll write the contract, you get anyone to do it. So, yeah, if it's chad ivra, lifnei iver, you're only iver on tre ivra denara, which means if you couldn't do it any other way. If it's chad ivra denara, you're standing and there's treifas on the table, and there's a Jew down there who says, pass the ham. So, if someone passes the ham, he's not over lifnei iver. So you say, I'm not passing the ham, he'll stand up and he'll come and get it himself. Lifnei iver is only betray ivra denara, two sides of a river. He's on one side of the river. On the other side, he says, hey, can you flip me that bacon? So if you don't throw it to him, now in theory, he could always get it. You know, he can wait for a boat and get it. But b'derech hateva, he's not going to do it. So then it's lifnei iver. But 1 minute. When it's not lifnei iver, there's still a din of misayeya yedei over avera. What do you do with misayeya yedei over avera? So here, the corporate America, anybody's involved in just about any company, it relies on the Shita of the Shach and the Dagal Meravava, earlier here in Yeridea, who hold that the Issa Drabbanan of Meseyeyeh de Ivri Avera only applies to from Yidden. Rabbanan did not make a Gzeira Meseyeyeh for somebody who doesn't care, even as a tzaddik shenishba, but someone who himself doesn't care about the avera, chazal were not goyzer misayaya. They were only goyzer misayaya on someone who would otherwise care, and now he's being carried away. Havada Yisrael mumraf pishachot Yisrael. It came out beinu l'shar Yisrael inyan lafisha me'avera. In this daiti kavanas hashach. This is a reading from the Dogma of Rava. Daf Yisrael ein mitzulin lafrishai kim kishayver b'shaygeg biyad b'yishai biyad ishachel lafrishai chayv lafrishai. K'bay b'kot nechal develus. So it's only if he's over b'shaygeg or even the teyavin. Al b'Yisrael the rights alav of amazed. If you have a Jew who doesn't care, he wants to be over even though it's amazed. Al eiz avera filaynei mumer gomer. Ein Yisrael acha mitzulin lafrishai ledas hashach. So this is in Simakuf Nun Aleph. The heter of the Shach and Dogum Ravava, who hold that there's no dimiseyeya de every avera in the case of a non from yid. And that's the heter for a lawyer to draw up documents. If he doesn't draw up the documents, they go to another lawyer, they go to a Gaisha lawyer to draw up the documents. So then there's no din lifnei iver because it's chadiv de dara, and there's no miseyeya because he's a mummer. And anybody who draws up just about every contract today, if I'm not mistaken, calls for penalties, for interest penalties if something is not paid on time. And the only way a lawyer is allowed to do that is based on this shach, based on this shach center. Now I should tell you, the Magen Avraham argues, Magen Avraham, I think in Kusim HaKuf Samach Gimel, disagrees. However, the Magen Avraham is another kula. He says there's no dim sayaya by the Rabbanans. He says a Belosh and Safik, but the Shah says that there's no dimisayaya by Nisid Rabbanan, which in our case means that Manashach Yaveh Heter. Like the Shah, there's no misayaya by a mummer. Like the Magen Avraham, there's no misayaya by a Rabbanan. Therefore, by Ribbis Rabbanan, this Issa that we have for lawyers, witnesses, guarantors, or the whole list, the issa does not apply if it's not an out-and-out case of a ribbis d'oraisa.
Because Chazal made a takana where the iver doesn't apply from chad iver d'nara, tafachin on an aser misayeya.
Right.
And the geder misayeya, I
mean, the geder misayeya is because midata mitzvah lafrisha la misura. If you have mechavta lafrisha misura, you can't give it to him. So that iser lafrisha misura, that the Shach says, as the Dogma of Rav explains it, Afrisha Meisura is someone who really doesn't want to be over the Isser. He's either Shegeg or being carried away by the type of the moment. But in a person who doesn't care about the Halacha, there's no Isser. The Chazal would not mechayiv l'afrisha. You have to go on Shabbos and be mafrish every guy who's opening a store on Shabbos, every Friday Yid rather, opens a store. You're not mitzvah l'afrisha. I think that the Prima Gadim talks about such a lashon of takanta la takanta. I think I looked at it quickly. I think he says such a lush.
No.
What?
Even though the avera is not now, if you draw up a contract, say if the creditor doesn't pay in 30 days, he has to pay the interest. So you're being misayed to something that's not happening right now.
True. Okay. Well, the fact happens later is not enough of the heter. That's not enough of the heter. However. Ribis derech knas. If you don't pay in 30 days, you pay later. Was always is a drabbana. Okay, ribis derech knas. Now you're supposed to pay within 30 days without ribis. Right. If you don't pay, ribis derech knas is always a drabbana. Even some cases where it's mutter to charge ribis derech knas, but ribis derech knas is pashas
a drabbana. The lawyers at a closing, now, at a closing, people closing on a house. So that's they were just doing a knas on the house. The mortgage is already is a separate issue. Or
I don't know what you mean. You mean where it's issa ribis?
So
we're talking about it all time. That's what I'm talking about this whole time.
So is that deraisa or rabbanan in that case?
Ribis on a bank loan is deraisa.
So, is the lawyer actually doing? Because you get approved separately. Now you're doing the closing, which ties it all together.
Well, when you're at a closing and it's ribis deraisa, you have a problem. The lawyer has a problem because it's a deraisa and he's over on forget about Lifnei Iver, it's not Lifnei Iver, but he's having Lifnei Simon.
Is the
Knosser,
if it's written as a percentage or if it's written as a dollar amount?
We're going to learn Hilchis Knas. Knas, Rimis Der Knas is mutter on two conditions. Three. It has to not be for a loan. It could be for a business deal, for a sale or services. For a loan, Ribis Derech Knas is always Aser. For Ribis Derech Mekach U'Memkar, which is a Drabanan, then we'll mate Knas if it's a one-time charge. It could be a percentage of the loan, but it can only be it can't be per annum. It can't accrue. In other words, I tell somebody, I'm selling your money, I'm lending you money, or you're a tenant. If you don't pay on time, you have a Knas of either a certain number of dollars, I can call it a percentage of the rent. But I can only charge him a one-time knas. I can't say, well, every 30 days you miss, I'm going to charge you again. So it's mutter, if it's derbeka chumemkar, if it's a one-time payment, and if it doesn't give him more time. In other words, I can't say, if you don't pay in 30 days, you have to give me 5%. Then you get another 2 weeks to pay. No. I could say, if you don't pay on time, there's a one-time knas for a flat amount. It could be a percentage, but it has to be a set amount. And you don't get more time to pay, you still have to pay. That's mutter. Now, in cases of rentals, it's glad it works out well, because since a rental payment is a new payment every month, right. So you could do a one-time knas for each payment. For the one payment he missed, you can't accrue knases. But you can do it one time, and if he'll pay you next month, you'll take it for the old one, and you still didn't pay for this one, and you're still okay. But in most business deals, it's not good, because you get a one-time knas, and then you're powerless to continue doing it. Now, I just got sidetracked again. We're talking about the lawyer. We're talking about Misayeya. So the Yisoid in Misayeya, I told you so far, two Atei, the Shach Heter. Important heter. Every Rav in America nowadays has to know the Shach. Because these Shaios of Teiva that come up all the time, you'd have the Shach's heter of Chariv Redinara, and it's Meseyeya to a Mummer, but there's no Isser. Or the Mogen of Rav's heter, Meseyeya for the Rabbanon, he's Mesupik. There's one more important heter. And Rav Pam used to use this all the time. It's a heter that comes from the Nitziv and the Tshuva, I believe the Binyitzin and the Tshuva, and the Marsham. There are a number of later Achrayim who say the following. They put a tzirif of two things together. Rashi Shita is that Misayeya is only B'shas Aveira, only at the time of the Aveira. Let's say I have a hardware store, and a Frayid comes in to buy a pot. Some Aveira Misayeya, he's going to cook on Shabbos. But it's not B'shas Aveira. I'm not giving him at the time of the Aveira. Rashi Shita holds, there's no Meseyeya if it's not B'shas Aveira. However, it's not clear we pass like Rashi. It's not brought in the Pesach. They are Mitzarif to Rashi when the Meseyeya, the Svara, that a Meseyeya is only Aser if I'm doing something for your sake. You ask me to give you Trefis, and I'm passing it to you to do you a favor. Why is I doing it for my sake? I think the Shaila, one of these truvas, the Shaila was the following. Was somebody who worked in a hospital. And her job was to set up the papers for the lawyers to sign when they come in, to fill out the forms and to sign. The Shaila is she allowed to prepare the documents? A Jewish doctor is coming in and signing on Shabbos. So the Tziv or the Meshav Dover, I don't remember which one, or the Tziv or the BNC, and I don't remember which was with Shaila. One of them had this Shaila. And he was mad here, because it's not B'shas Aveira, you're preparing it earlier. And you're not doing it for the doctor, you don't want to do the doctor a favor, you don't lose your job. This is your job, and therefore you're allowed to do it. And this comes up all the time. One of the situations where this came up is, I had a shiloh with someone who had a plastic company. He made things out of plastic. And a company that made belts, ordered a rush job. They needed a bunch of plastic bolt buckles, belt buckles. This company ordered belt buckles from him and ordered the leather straps of someone else, and they put it together and they shipped it out. That was what this company did. It was owned by a few Israelis that were Frayin. So he calls me up in a panic on a Thursday night. He says he has a rush order tomorrow for buckles. He's going to ship the buckles tomorrow, and they're going to get it. They're probably going to assemble it on Shabbos. So he wanted to know if there's an Isser. So So of course the first question is, if you refuse to send it, will someone else make it? The answer was someone else will make it. So I was down on this thing that I'm doing it l'teves atzmi. I'll send it out early enough on Friday that it's not b'shas aveira. They're going to make it the next day. I'll get to him on Friday to use this heter. Now here, Grada, I told him there's another heter. I asked him, do you know the company? He said, yeah. I asked him, do the Israelis actually put the belts together? He said, nah, they have a bunch, now you would say Mexicans, then it was Polisha. Yeah, a bunch of Polisha, you know, that are assembling the buckles. The Polisha themselves, there's no aveira for Polisha people to, a yid shouldn't hire them to do it. But their work is there, they're going to come in to work anyway, just what they're going to work with. I'd rather think that that's a heta separately. But anyway, my point is that the Netziv's heta is an important heta. That if you're doing it, l'tovus yourself, you don't lose your business, you don't lose your job, you don't lose your customer. And it's not b'shas aveira, there's such a heta. Chazon Ish used this heta when Ben-Gurion came to visit, said a shayla by giving him food. You know, I give food to someone who doesn't make a bracha. So Ben-Gurion said to put the food on the table before he comes in. It shouldn't be b'shas aveira. The Chazon Ish said. Ben-Gurion would have known the heter also. But he said, what about the tea? Tea has to be hot. He said, let the tea be cold. You know, they put the hot tea on the table before he walked in.
And also put the food before you?
Yeah, maybe, I don't know. Because Rabbi Yaakov did it too. But Ben-Gurion didn't go to Rabbi Yaakov. But anyway... So that's this heter of Shitas Rashi. Yeah.
So I would say every attorney with litigation is working for himself.
So that's why I say this is another avenue of heter. The attorney has the heter ruba de ruba that's Rivas de Rabbanon. I'll tell you, the real shaila to me is when it's chaliver denara. When I'm answering the phone for a Jew and someone calls and he wants to arrange for a deal that involves ribbis. I say, sorry, we don't do that anymore. And I hang up, you know, there's not going to be any ribbis. The question of whether the person answering the phone is allowed, to, the phone is, you know, paid a few dollars an hour to answer the phone, take the message, and you know, it gets done later. So then you have this heter. The heter that's being done for this person to keep his own job. And it's not b'shas aveira. It's not at the time of the. It's not at the time of the aveira. Yeah, leisa simon. The time they sign it, leisa simon is an aveira. When they sign the contract, it's a problem. If you write the contract before and you mail it to him, we can advance. It's fine. If the lawyer comes to the closing and prepares the documents, that's an issue. You mean it may not occur. Okay, that's called Tzad Echad Beribis. That has its own subtitle, Tzad Echad Beribis, where it might be Ribis and might not, and we'll get to it if it's Hashem. Yeah. Pass me the ham. This heter, pass me the ham, doesn't work, and sell me the ham does work. Apparently, yeah. Assuming ham is available elsewhere too. Okay, separate problem, but okay.
But you don't want to lose. All
right, ship me the ham. Ship me the ham. All right, so we're going to come back to Sif Aleph and Yitzhak Shem. The first Mishnah of Aleph we still have. The first Mishnah of Shem we start with.